Welcome to Perception Check, an actual play D&D podcast. My name's Corey. For the first act of this season, I was the DM, and I passed that along for Act 2. Chris was the DM last time, and now we're introducing Josh, who plays Erebus. He's taking over for quite a few episodes to fill in Act 2. A lot of crazy stuff happens. There are some frustrations. I've cut a lot out of these, including some animosity and some stuff that's taken a bit long that wound up not really having a point. But it winds up becoming really, really good, and Josh did an amazing job. He brought in some creatures that I've been a little afraid to introduce just because I wasn't sure how they would play. And as well as some different spells. So there was a bit of a learning curve. It was his first time DMing, like mine was however long ago. And he actually does a great job. There's a few rules for you hardcores out there that you're like, that's not how that works, but just bear with us. You know, we're figuring it out. And then once it's done, we look it up and go, whoops, did that wrong. So stick in there, enjoy, because this is the beginning of a story that goes to a lot of strange places, and it is really good. All right.
Treasure and adventure await those who dare to seek what lie in the shadows of evil. Our realm will have to call upon its newest heroes.
Hi, my name's Matt. I play Geralt Embersoul, the Genocide Wizard.
This is Adrian. I play River Song, the Wood Elf Druid.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I play Topher Biznach, the Wood Elf Ranger.
I'm Corey, and I'll be playing Lazarus Crag, a half-orc barbarian.
I am Josh, and I'm going to be your DM for tonight.
Now join us as we venture forth to glory on this episode of Perception Check.
I'm ready to kill some shit. I'm playing now. I want to kill things.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Perception Check.
So this is kind of a side story that ties into the main story with bits and pieces. Same characters as always. We're going to start out in Hogwarts.
Yay!
The best place on
Earth. Hogwarts.
And roll initiative. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, also we should mention that you're playing your old character.
Yeah, guess Lazarus. Who's back, motherfuckers?
Back again.
Lazarus Crag makes his return.
And a glorious return it will be. Okay, so to set the scene.
Set the scene.
You're all asleep.
Okay. Okay, are we acting this out?
Yeah,
Topher doesn't snore.
River snores.
Cold.
So you guys wake up in the morning after your last adventure, and Geralt, why don't you go ahead and roll me a perception check?
With disadvantage because you're sleeping.
No. No, actually, I'm going to give you advantage because it's your room and you should know it pretty damn well.
Okay. I have to roll my other dice. I hate these dice.
Did you roll a 5 and then a 5?
No, I rolled a 5 and then an 8.
Oh,
perception plus 4 is 12.
I think that's enough. And you hear a crinkling, and then you see a purple flash of light, and at the end of your bed is a very dirty, beaten up Pokeball.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
What? Investigation? Gonna check this thing out. Plus 19.
It looks like your Pokeball.
Okay. Alright. Well, add that to my inventory.
Arcana check on it and make sure it's not like.
Nope.
Evil.
For those of you who can't see and are listening, the look on Geralt's face is priceless. He's so happy.
I'm so confused.
We should remind them that
Yeah, I didn't. Never
the
thought it would come back.
Brother,
so.
And he doesn't trust him. So.
yeah.
Very true. That is true. Yeah. So for you now have your Pokeball back, and you don't know why.
Okay.
Booyah.
So.
And like, that ends all the good news of what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, as you guys sort of wake up, Smartledore asks you guys to meet him in his office. And did you guys want to do anything around? I don't know if you guys need to do anything after the last run.
Lazarus just kind of going towards Smartledore's office. He sees some kids in the yard, and he just kind of waves to him. He's been kind of helping teach some of the hand-to-hand classes at Hogwarts. Okay. So he's just kind of like, hey, like waving to the kids. They love him. He's a gentle soul.
Okay.
All right.
That totally makes sense.
Well, if it's only one night.
A giant.
How many kids did Lazarus have again? He's good with kids.
Yeah. Very true.
He had like 9 kids.
Five.
Five. Okay,
five.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I miscounted.
I was counting spears in my head. So Smartledore calls you guys into his office, and he says, well, I've gotten a missive, and there is a seemingly dark spirit roaming around the woods a few miles out from Hogwarts.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I need you guys to go and take care of it.
You got it, Smarty.
Lazarus goes, yeah, I could use a trip away from the wife and kids. That would be awesome. I'm ready to get back into it.
Okay.
Burr is down.
Okay. So,
Topher nods
in approval.
So you guys head out about midday. And he gives you not so much a map, but just like it's somewhere over in this general direction. So you guys walk for quite a bit, and you guys aren't finding anything.
Hours, minutes,
hours,
day.
Hours.
Okay,
it's getting to be nighttime. So you guys set up camp and cook some food, drink some ale. I'm assuming both of you, Topher and Lazarus, are drinking ale.
Yeah, Lazarus is. Yeah. One cup and another cup he's not entirely sure is real.
Okay.
He's been hurt before.
So as it gets later and later on into the night, why don't everyone roll me a constitution check? Well, everyone that was drinking.
I guess I would. It would be me too.
Yeah.
13.
River's still hurt from last time she drank poison.
Okay, that
she's
makes sense.
She's not drinking.
8 for me.
Okay, you said you rolled a 12?
13.
I rolled a 12, 13,
8. And 8. Okay. So you are going to have disadvantage and roll me a perception check. It is dark at the moment, by the
We're
way.
We're all rolling a perception
yep.
check, though?
Damn, 20 and 5. But I have plus 9 perception.
14.
So we're at 14 for perception.
16.
Okay, so Topher, you are the only one that sees a shadowy figure up in the trees. And before you can do anything, you also see a small green canister hit the fire, and everyone's out.
Oh.
So you saw it, but it didn't do you any good.
Well, just a little bit of background on what could possibly be happening.
Well, actually, if you want to, you can do a dexterity saving throw to try to move.
Well, yeah. I got 16.
Agile son of a bitch.
Yeah, that'll do it,
yeah,
right?
That'll do it.
So I didn't get knocked out by the green canister?
You didn't get knocked out by the green canister.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll a strength saving throw. Because whatever this dark figure is about to knock you out.
10.
And that is a 20.
Okay. Yeah, he knocked me out.
So regardless, you're knocked out.
You got a shot.
Did he get a better look at the figure?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He basically dropped from the trees with, like, a club and just whacked him on the head.
I hate it when my friends get whacked off.
Awkward.
You weren't awake to see it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, oh, okay. But when I hear about it, there'll be hell to pay.
Okay. Who rolled the highest constitution?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, that makes sense because you were the one that got hit. You're going to be the first one to wake up. So as you wake up, you see that you're in a mostly wooden room.
Okay.
You see that your hands and feet are shackled. And you also see your other three party members in the room as well. And you guys are spaced out quite a bit.
Okay. They're far away.
How big is the room? Am I awake yet? I don't know.
You're not awake yet, but I will explain the size of the room because it'll... So, basically you have 5-foot chains on your hands and feet. And with the size of this room, if you were to outstretch your arms towards one of the other people, there would be 8 feet in between you, essentially. Roughly. It's a pretty big room.
Are we on chained to the same wall? We're all chained to one wall?
So you guys are chained in separate corners.
Okay.
So it's a square room.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Do you want to wake us up? That would be nice.
You guys all start to wake up as the effects of this, whatever this was, wear off.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is contact Smartle Door.
You can't.
Can't.
You can't. Your arms are shackled. You can't pack it.
Doesn't if my arms are shackled, I can still.
Are they shackled together?
They're shackled like apart, aren't they?
No, they're shackled together like handcuffs.
Oh, so he could.
But yeah, a little perception check.
Well,
okay.
Unless they're anti-magic bracers.
That's probably not good. Do the 11.
That's good enough. It's on your wrist, so you see, similar to what you had on in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
You have. A anti-magic bracer on.
Mm-hmm.
Big middle finger to Garrow.
You got a Pokeball now.
Yeah, you have a Pokeball.
Keep thinking about the Pokeball.
He threw you a bone.
You also have none of your stuff. You're essentially in basically what you guys had on in the prison.
We're shackled and we don't have our weapons.
Correct.
Hmm. So I'm missing my axe, body.
You're missing everything.
Okay. I just wanted to say my axe.
I gathered that.
Why don't you do an investigation on the bracelet?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know which dice to use. They're all failing me. Sorry. I keep... 19.
Okay. So you see on there, it looks about the same as the ones you guys had on in the prison, but with some slight variations. So everyone has one on. On yours, or on all of them, there are 5 stones. And on yours, Geralt, there's about 4 that are lit up red.
Okay.
With the 5th one just faintly glowing. Rivers has about 2. Yours is just faintly glowing, and so is yours. So Lazarus and Topher.
Just... All of them are faintly glowing, or just certain?
No, just the first stone
okay.
is faintly glowing on both of yours.
First
stone.
Okay. Looks like it measures your magical...
Investigate... So can I move my arms and stuff? Like...
You've got a foot distance between your arms, so roughly.
Like yay?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I could touch fingertips?
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. So just to explain the chain situation so I know a little bit better... The chains are up on the wall?
No, you're shackled to basically the corner of the floor. In each of the 4 corners, you have a bolt or whatever that goes into the ground. And
is that Carrie dude from Saw in the room?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you mean shackles, do you mean the kind that clip around the wrist and then there's a bar in between?
No. No, you just
okay,
have, like,
so then I should be able to touch my hands together.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to investigation. Dang it, man! Why am I rolling so crappy?
Do you want mine?
No, I just. No, that'll be 14. Investigation on anything in my immediate wherever I can reach the farthest reach of my chains. Is there anything on the floor? Dust. You know, wood chips or anything like that.
No, but you do hear the sound of water.
Okay. I would assume we're on a ship at this point.
Okay. Lazarus looks around and he kind of is messing with his chains and he's like, okay, handcuffs I understand, but the fancy bracelet I'm not quite getting.
So I'll explain that out of the world, essentially. So yours, it means that you can't rage. So even though it is not technically magic...
Well, let me tell you right now, hearing that, he feels pretty rageful.
So it negates any special abilities that each of you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's almost like a calm emotions bracelet.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
It's a Xanax for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's the Xanax. It's the magic Xanax.
All right.
And also, it looks to be made out of the same metal. So, Geralt, if you want to try banging the shit out of it, you're welcome to.
Roll another perception and see if I can hear anything. Where's the door located from us?
So
is it a trap door kind of thing, or is it like
there's an actual like a standard door?
Okay, and who's next to it?
So Geralt and Lazarus are okay. by the door, and Topher and River are essentially like on the back of this room.
How far away are we from the door? What's the dimensions of the door versus the room?
Would I be able to kind of lay out my body and then, like, kick the door?
You could try.
Yeah. Maybe roll over and take a nap.
Give me a dexterity.
When you guys
okay. I was going to say, Topher's just vegetating.
Oh, God. That's a six.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do it, no. Okay. So you try.
So I just kind of run.
And you just kind of, like, make a lot of noise with your chains and, like, do, like, the worm on the floor trying to get closer to the door.
So I look cool then.
Yeah, yeah,
so
you look really, really cool. Points. Yeah.
That's a nine, actually.
Oh, a nine?
Yeah. Yours have little tiny dots. Mine have bigger dots on them to tell the six and nine.
It's not about dot envy.
So you were explaining the... So how far are we away from the door?
So he could basically like almost reach it, but you're not going to like be able to like walk up to the door.
Okay.
You might be able to like touch the frame of it, but that's about it.
Right.
Can I just start yelling like, "Hey, come down here!"
Absolutely.
Like, what's going on?
Okay.
So as you do that, you hear the door open.
Okay. Good.
And in steps.
Yay.
A massive, we're talking, he, like, almost has to, like, squat down to get underneath this door. And this is, like, a standard-sized door. Mm. This is a 9-foot white minotaur.
Awesome.
Lazarus mumbles, I could take him.
We didn't explain where Erebus is.
Erebus is not. Oh, well, he was with you guys. When you guys left.
It was sleeping on his mattress, or...
He was with you guys when you guys left Hogwarts, and he is not in the room with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
That probably should have been explained.
Yeah. No, that's no big deal.
That tracks. It's all good. He wasn't there, so he didn't think of him.
Yeah. Hail and well a bit, tall friend, I say to the man.
The minotaur? It's a minotaur.
Minotaur.
He just got he's a huge minotaur. He has just like a boy's face.
My name is Drake Minotaur.
Does he have a septum piercing?
Yes. Yes.
On his penis.
Yeah, both.
Which is weird. He's got two noses. Little known fact about minotaurs.
So as you greet him, he just laughs and says, "So much for these daring and brave adventures that I've been told so much
about." And Lazarus goes,
"Quiet you." So, I suppose I should maybe tell you why you're here, but I don't think I'll do that quite yet. For now, sit. And, well, that's about it for now. And he slams the door behind him.
I wanted to talk to him about how he came to be a white minotaur. You don't see a lot of white minotaurs.
Use bleach. Same treatment Michael Jackson went through.
Wow. Can Lazarus and I reach each other?
No. You've got roughly 8 feet in between you.
I'm sorry.
But there's 8 feet in between them, and then he goes like 3 feet.
No, arms stretched, chains tight, there is 8 feet.
Can we air hug?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And air high five.
Air hug, air high five.
Yeah.
Now they're air making
That's
out.
Called a Wi-Fi.
Okay, well, since Lazarus wasn't, well, alive during the prison experience, he looks at Garrow and goes, what are these?
Well, bullshit is what these are. they cancel out all
Wait, were you
types
talking
of
to
magics, special
they're
abilities.
Oh, I thought you were talking to David.
No.
Basically, everything that I can do.
David Horseloff.
David's here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because the last time he had the reference on, he was supposed to be David Horseloff. Sorry. That must have cut you deep, and I apologize.
And
but remember that you have a Pokeball.
Okay.
I don't have any of my items. So.
Yeah, very true. You had it for a brief moment, and it was so sweet.
So, Lazarus understands as Garrow kind of explains everything, and then,
you know what? I'll just relay everything that went on in the prison to him real quick.
You've got time.
Yeah. Sounds good. And Lazarus does that, but Corey, the person, would like to apologize to Matt for coming up with the whole bracelet idea.
Yeah, this would have been here either way, honestly.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, sorry.
And
River's still sleeping.
Okay, so you have 3 days of very low rations. Essentially, stale bread and water is all that you have for 3 days. So in these 3 days, is there anything that you guys want to do while you're in there?
Yes, absolutely.
Establish a bathroom corner?
You have your own corners.
Where's
so
the women?
Go for gold.
Okay, mine's closer to Geralt's.
Right by the door.
Right by the door, just in case anyone comes in and tries to take a ride.
Okay,
step in it.
Okay, I'm gonna try to use. I'm gonna go back over to the bolt that's holding that in the corner, and I guess I'll investigation on that. 15. What I'm trying to find is what it's made out of, how it's attached to the floor. Is it all four chains and then one single bolt?
Yep.
Okay. So, a bolt unscrews.
Well, unless there's a nut on the other side of it.
Sure. Well, it will still spin, right?
Yeah.
And if you pull on it enough, you're gonna have the
experience.
You're gonna be able to take the bottom of the bolt and untwist it. Basically,
we're speaking to Geralt, the contractor.
So I'm not gonna use my hands. I'm gonna try to use the hand cuffs,
okay.
Because they'll metal and they'll give me a little bit more.
So after
leverage.
A day, you get it undone.
Okay.
Do me next.
I'm gonna keep it back in the day. Okay.
To undo each one. So.
Okay.
You're a day in. You've got roughly 2 days left. So if you wanted to undo two more people, you could. But you could not undo all
You're
of them.
You're not going to undo Tover because he has surrounded his corner with a protective barrier of urine and feces.
Okay, well, the first one I'm going to do is Lazarus because he's right next to me.
Okay.
But I'm going to suggest that our characters...
Well, hold on. Can I try a strength check to try and, like...
Yeah, what if I tell them how to do it?
We just do our
and
own.
And they do their own. And I would like to keep my bolt in the slot, but it's loose, so I can break free at any time.
Okay.
So I tell them all how to do that. Do we need to do any... Is it just like a take 20s sort of thing?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so you guys all undo your bolts?
Are you undoing yours too?
Yeah, I guess.
Topher's like, that seems
like
a lot of work.
You can still hang out in your...
Topher's really upset about having to spend a day to undo a bolt.
In your shit castle.
It doesn't affect the symmetry of his, excrement designs.
Okay, so if I spend a day doing that, then I want to spend another day... specifically working on my handcuffs.
Nothing you can do with them.
And I'm aware that they're magic canceling, right?
Okay.
But they have to be undone by something, right? And I want to notice any change in fluctuation of those glowing stones. Is there
none? Yours are solid at basically like four and a dip one.
Yeah. I got it. I just wanted to make sure that they're so they're gonna stay like that forever. They're not going to like if we for some reason fall asleep, are they going to turn off?
No.
For example?
No.
Okay.
No, so essentially this measures the bracelet's ability to control your power, whatever it is. So if you were to, light up a
theoretical sixth stone, you could essentially break this. But with this is not measuring your magic ability, like as you stand stagnant in what you assume is a ship. Okay. This is your overall. If you were to muster everything you have, you could not go past this 4 and a dash.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just scrolling through my equipment, and here it says key that unlocks everything, so I'm going to use that.
You don't have any of your equipment. Yeah.
Dang. And a bluff check against the DM.
Against the DM? Go ahead. With disadvantage?
It's 400.
How do you bluff?
I rolled an 800. I'm sorry. Also, I didn't do it with dice, because I bluffed you on my dice roll.
Ah!
Suck it!
Okay, so... I didn't check that this kind of thing out at the prison. So we've got stones, we've got manacles,
mm-hmm.
With the chain in between them, I assume. How is it clasped?
It's clasped... have you seen old school style handcuffs?
Yeah.
Like...
A bolt?
Metal.
Right.
Bolt, chain, and then...
Yeah, same. Yeah. Arcana check on the bracers, not 20.
Have any... they're glowing brightly. With your Arcana check.
I already knew that, so...
Some
sort of... All right,
so we're in...
Yeah.
What day are we on, then?
So you're on
be on day two, then?
You're on day two, yeah.
I don't think we would necessarily...
Is it the
know.
Minotaur that is delivering the food?
No. There's just a couple of guys that are coming down and delivering the food.
Okay, every time they come in, I compliment them on how they look.
Okay.
It's a long con.
Okay.
River does too, just in case they don't swing that way.
That was solid.
You guys have these lines, but little do you know, they're really into urine and feces.
None of you guys have really noticed, but like you guys are getting like half a loaf of bread. Topher's getting a full loaf.
Yeah, they're coming in and they're like, God, that orc guy's gonna say something again about what I'm wearing. They're like, yeah, and that elf woman, they're like, have you seen how high that guy stacked his shit?
Let's give him more food to see how much shit he's
got.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
To fortify his defenses.
They're not going to be able to get any more food, too. I'm just going to be in a giant wall of shit.
So,
it's
day...
Only 3 days.
Day three.
Well, I want to be on day two.
Okay,
because
go ahead.
For now, because I'd like to talk to my party here about Lazarus, Topher, River.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like our best option is probably to... try to overpower together whoever comes in.
You might take out the food guys?
Not the food guys. I'm talking like...
Yeah, why haven't we fucking
the
taken
Minotaur,
out the food guys?
The Minotaur or the...
Any
of the other people
we're
that come in that don't...
We are really dumb.
That don't seem like they're just bringing us food.
I think we haven't done anything yet because we... Technically, we haven't been damaged at all. And who, God knows what's going to happen if we break out of this room into wherever we are.
So they come in 3 times a day?
As prisoners,
no.
We're getting
this
food,
is very low
rations. Water.
They're in once a day.
Okay,
yeah,
day.
I feel like it's pretty safe to say that it's kind of like, let's kind of have a plan, but let's also wait and see what happens so as not to, like, make the situation worse.
Okay.
Yeah, plus Tofu's
you've got
really
high intimidation.
Enjoying...
Why do you intimidate the next guy that comes in and to telling us why we're here?
Intimidation
You're chained to a corner. You're not going to be very intimidating. I feel like that would be disadvantage or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's fine.
Also, these are not like peasant servants. These are sailors. So they may not be like the mightiest of warriors, but they all have their own specialties. They're all very well fought.
Okay.
Are they
bringing weapons in?
No.
They're not bringing anything in with them?
Nope.
Lazarus is down for waiting out and seeing what happens.
Okay.
That's what Topher was planning on doing. But he was planning on doing that originally just because that's what he's learned when he's been manacled is, you know, they haven't killed you. They have you there for a reason. They're keeping you alive for a reason, so just wait it out. But also, he's just really come to enjoy his urine and feces decorations.
Have you started painting or anything?
But I think it's all kind of have the idea to like, swarm if there's like a really good opportunity.
Okay. It's like he's decorated his whole area with his...
Lazarus has your back, Carol.
So you've got like hieroglyphics made out of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like it.
You said he's building.
He's molding people and building a shit army.
River's like hopes girl can her, animate them.
I'm just hoping like that girl knows a magic trick that'll turn my poop men alive.
She actually made her bathroom as close as she can to him.
Good life. When the Minotaur comes back, I will turn this shit alive, and they will attack you.
Well, it takes 3 days for Tover to lose his mind.
has the Minotaur come back in at all?
That's what I'm.
Also, how do you guys have your bolts secured?
They're just plugged.
They're
back.
Sitting they're loose in
they're
the floor.
They're sitting
right?
back okay. into the floor so that there is no indication that they're undone.
Okay. These bolts are about 2 feet long, so understand that if you decide to do anything, you will have to pull that bolt out.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, it goes underneath. To the deck below where the nut is. So,
I'm checking this every day.
I pulled out.
I'm checking the bolt every day to make sure that it's not screwed back in.
This is like the undership.
I'm just trying to be prepared for. All right. Well, then the next person that comes in, I'm just going to ask them. Where are we going?
Well, yeah. What are you doing? Why have you tied us up down here?
Oh, it's not my place to say that kind of stuff, but I'll let the captain speak for that. And he walks back out.
Okay, so it is now day 3. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to do? So as the close of day 3...
I'm sure you have a page of detail about what's on that ship, so sorry.
I do, yes. I was really hoping one of you would try to step out the door. Sad day. So the big Minotaur walks back in the room and he goes, "Would you like to know why you're here?"
Yeah, I asked you that earlier.
Well, now I suppose I'll tell you. By the way, my name is Dredd.
What a stupid name.
He goes, "You see, that beautiful dragon turtle that you guys recklessly killed was my pet, and I sent him to kill Erebus earlier. I thought about just killing you out of sheer spite, but I figured that maybe you could be of some use yet. If you wish to see Erebus again, I've got a few errands for you to do. First of all, there is a sword I want, and mind you, it is not some mundane task. So it is,
He wants a sword.
Bash, bro!
What sword does he want?
Something's worn out by now.
A sword. You don't know. We are a few more days away from the frozen wastes of Dire Island. Once we arrive, you will have a week to get the sword and return to the ship. Before the ship departs and Erebus dies a very slow, very, very painful death.
So we're off to a tropical vacation
Where is Erebus?
Don't concern yourself with that.
Well, here's the thing. We're doing this specifically for Erebus.
Erebus, for the time being, is safe. Should you choose not to complete this task, or if you do it in a manner in which either takes longer than I have already specified, or is in any way unfavorable to what I want, he will die.
I need proof of life. I need to know that Erebus is okay before I go running around getting some sword for you.
Can you take Carol's thing off just for a moment to empathicate and make sure that Erebus is alive?
Absolutely not.
Dredd.
Show us a picture of him with, like, today's headline or something.
Let me go get my iPhone, and I'll be right back.
Can we Skype him?
Yes.
That's what Pathicate is, but he won't do it.
Huh?
Well, Pathicate isn't video. Just audio.
Dredd, I may be willing to do your task.
Okay. Good.
I will need these manacles off.
In due time.
How long are we away from Dire Island?
A few more days.
May we join the rest of your ship?
Absolutely not.
Can you clean up his shit?
Definitely not. I'd be more than happy to add my own.
Can I have my own room?
That's weird.
No.
Do we just want to attack him? Chains wrapped around the neck, all four.
I'm really feeling like this is going to wind up being a real bad idea.
Especially if you and I have no magic.
Let me finish my speech.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're fine.
No, I was going to do this later, but if you're going to attack him, I might as well explain a few things first. I also want to tell you that I am not a man to be trifled with. Should you choose to turn against me before your task is complete, I promise that you will regret it.
May we see Erebus?
Does anyone have any skill that tells you like what a person is?
Yeah, history.
No, that would be insight.
No, it's not insight. It's history.
Insight.
History of the world.
You wouldn't know pirate history.
It's 23. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So here's the thing we've established within the backstory. Geralt is reading all the time,
literally
about everything.
But that would be like knowing the history of a criminal that is hiding and jumping from place to place.
There's going to be lore.
There would be lore. Okay, lore.
I have plus six animal handling. He is a
23. He is a murderous piece of shit. He will murder anyone. Women, children, burn whole towns to the ground. Does not care. Does not matter.
How about this? How about to prove he's alive? How about you cut off one of Erebus's hands and then bring it back to us so we know?
That's maybe the worst idea, Lazarus. just trying to.
I'm just throwing things out.
I appreciate your input.
I want to be a part of it. I want to help.
I love it, but that. Nope. Shit plan.
In retrospect, not a good idea.
Yeah.
The dragon's
I think we can all agree. Dread, you can agree, I'm sure. Bad plan, right?
Yeah, I don't think that.
Yeah,
that
okay, I'll work. I'll stand over here.
May we see Erebus before we go?
We'll see if that can be arranged.
I appreciate that. You may leave.
Goodbye.
He casts Finger of Death. Make a constitution saving throw and then take 80 points of damage if you fail it. It's a good fucking thing you lived.
18.
Okay, you passed.
Whew. Nice.
Damage?
I'm not
successful throw?
Yeah, but he's going to take a long rest, so there's not really any point. But yeah, you would have taken 40 damage, so you'd be down to 26 hit points.
Yeah.
He is
had worse.
He is a fucking monster.
Okay.
If you could see his stat sheet, Lazarus would probably cry. So is there anything else that you guys wanted to do? You've got 2 days.
Arcana check on the door. It's like 25.
I really want to go.
Same sort of magic that's holding your bracers together. Some sort of binding magic.
Not joining.
Can't open it, basically.
No.
Got it.
I feel well,
first of all, it's also with that role. It's also anti-scrying. So if anyone was to look for you, they would not see you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like now that guy has kind of told us what he has planned for us, I think Topher would want to, investigate the ship at night.
Maybe we could find Erebus. Maybe he's on the ship somewhere.
Lazarus is standing back. He is not stealthy.
No weapons. No magic. No arrows. No. What are we going to do?
Well, I would say this. You guys may not have any of those things, but Topher's corner is amazing at this point. Beautiful, covered in decorations, and they are probably going to be permanent because they marked the wood. The shit has soaked in.
You're also taking 20 necrotic damage per day because of the mess that you've made in your own corner.
It's
you're just rolling around and touching your own shit. You're taking damage for
that. That's not very controlled.
He's a wood elf. It's like fertile.
Oh, right.
He's becoming more powerful.
Wait. This ship is made of wood. So, it's like Topher is in the woods. Never mind. I take back what I said.
Advantage on stealth.
Dredd can't see Topher and he's forgotten that he's there.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. Was there anything that you guys wanted to do in those 2 days?
I want to explore the ship at night.
Okay.
try and find Erebus.
How are you doing it?
You can't get out the door.
Hold on,
dummy.
Can I check for traps?
Yeah. We don't know that. When I leave.
He literally just said we can't open the door.
You do?
I said there was magic on the door. I didn't say you couldn't open it.
Okay, well, I'm not opening the door. That's
nope.
A stupid, real dumb idea.
Lazarus is hanging out. Go yep. for it, dude. Roll a.
Maybe you should check the door for traps before you go out.
Roll a fucking.
River didn't find any because she rolled a shit roll.
Roll a strength check. See if you can just pull this door open.
No, I'm going to check it for traps first.
No traps.
Okay.
Even
okay.
with that terrible roll.
I rolled a 3. That's why I didn't even ask.
Yeah.
strength check? What, to try and kick it down or something?
No, to try to open it.
Dose.
He's really weak from being stuck in his own shit.
I'm going to say go ahead. Yeah, open the door.
With a 2.
Yeah, why not?
You know, this is a bad idea if he's just like, yeah, go for it.
I'm going to open the door.
Okay, you open the door. On the other side of the door, you see the crew's quarters. There's roughly 100 people in the bottom of this ship. And you see a very small halfling girl shoot out of her bed, wink at you, and then she casts Gust of Wind and slams you back into the ship.
She thinks you're cute.
Yeah, so she did give you a wink, though.
She's into shit, too.
She doesn't know that I've shit all over my corner.
She no, she does not. She does not, no.
Sure,
that's why it was only a wink.
There was a horrible accident when she was a child,
she
and she has no
smell.
Sense of smell.
I saw that.
This is your perfect
woman. This is your perfect woman.
She also then runs over and locks the door very, very tightly.
Well, she didn't ask about the chains, so that's a bonus.
Yeah. Hopefully she won't tell anyone that I clearly got my bolt loose from the door.
I don't think that they're really concerned about you guys
getting
doing anything.
Yeah, considering
on this
that
ship.
It's right there at the cruise quarters.
Yeah.
Alright, so I guess we are just waiting.
Okay. So after your 2 days have passed, you see about 10 guards walk into the room, and she has already told the captain that your bolts were loose.
He only knows that his are loose.
Well, they kind of assumed. Also, they went underneath, and they checked.
Oh, now they go
but underneath. They didn't care. So they just come in, and they pop your bolts out and walk you guys up to the top of the ship.
Okay.
So you're not blindfolded or anything?
No, never mind.
Did they leave the chains or did they take the chains off?
No, chains are still on. They're basically just holding you by the bolts.
By
the arrow, I'm sorry.
What do we see from the outside of the
So as you walk through, you see these ship's crew quarters. There's just massive amounts of hammocks hanging like 4 high. So there's like hammock.
Swinging in a hammock.
Yeah. This is where he got the inspiration for that song, huh? So this, you are on the bottom floor, essentially, of this ship. And you go up 3 floors.
Okay.
So, there's 3 total floors, on this ship. Second floor, you guys see a huge array of the battle cones on both sides of the ships. This looks nothing like the ship that you guys were on when you guys were going to Castle Lavershine. This is massive in comparison. This, if it hit the dragon hurdle, would probably just run over it. This is
a really big boat.
A really, really damn big boat. So you guys get up to the top, and you guys all get to breathe your first breath of fresh air after Shitterson over here has been playing with his for about a week now.
I haven't been shitting more than anyone else. I've just been putting it to use.
No,
okay?
No. You've been getting double rations because the crew was curious of how high you could stack it. So, yeah, you have been shitting more than anyone
it's
else.
It's been
you're
a few
elf,
days.
So
how much can you shit
kind of
in that many days unless you have, like, diarrhea or something? That's what I want to know.
I just don't think
anyway.
You guys understand how good it looks down there.
Continuing.
And permanently says Topher was blackish brown fluid.
Oh, my God. The ship is getting burned after you leave.
Good.
So as you guys get up to the top, the guards take your bolts and put them into slots on the deck.
Okay.
On the rail, essentially.
So now we're on the deck instead of in the hold.
Yes.
They drug us up.
Yep. So you're on the deck of the ship. In the rail, there is four holes, and they put the nuts back on. So he goes on to explain, and also you can see a very faint view of this island. So it is. Have you guys ever seen? Yeah, it's called Dire Island.
Is it tropical?
It is not. It is very, very, very fucking cold.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the cliffs of Moher, Ireland? So that's basically what this island looks like. So there is a small inlet where you could take a very small boat. Obviously, this ship is going to be staying out quite a bit of ways. But that's basically like the entire island. It is a massive, like 200 foot tall sheer cliff, and from what you can see, it looks like that sheer cliff goes all the way around the island. So there's basically one entrance onto this island. So he explains that Dredd explains this sword is somewhere on this island, or at least that's the lore that I've been told. You'll know it when you see it. It doesn't look like any other sword you've ever seen, and doesn't hold any power that you've ever wielded.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to go?
Have we proof of life of Erebus yet? Because I'm not going to help until I know that Erebus is still alive. Because he could have just killed him and said that he was alive. Yeah. I'm not done with that.
Okay.
Topher needs proof of life.
Oh, fine, I suppose. So he goes over to the front of the ship and pulls up a grate and drags Erebus very slightly out of it. And he's unconscious. He does not look good.
How do we know he's breathing?
You can see he's breathing.
He holds a meter.
It's very cold. So you can see his breath. And he just drops him back in and closes it down and latches it again.
Okay.
That's
how about that manacles, Dredd?
Well, we'll get to that. Don't worry.
Sooner rather than later would be better.
It's
gonna be hard to get this sword if our hands are all...
Very true. Okay. So he puts you all in a boat that's sitting at the top of the ship. So basically he can, like, hand crank it down.
Sure.
And they undo all of your chains.
Okay.
And they undo your manacles. They also give you back the majority of your gear.
What don't they give us back?
I can't think of anything that they wouldn't give you back at this point.
Okay.
Yes.
But later, when we want to use something, he's going to remind us that they didn't give
them back. They took off the magic canceling bracelets. Yes. Okay. Yes.
You can rage now.
So we have everything back?
I was going to limit your inventory, but I don't know exactly what you guys all have. So, yeah, you have your whole inventory.
Okay.
So if you had any truffles or anything, everything seems to be there.
Got it.
So you're telling me I have my mess kit?
Yes.
You fool. Oh, man.
Your mess kit?
Yeah,
like pots and pans and shit.
Yeah, like a fork and a...
You're in trouble now.
I'm sorry. I was a Boy Scout in a mess kit. You get a spook knife.
A spook knife?
Yeah. It is a fork.
Rare.
It's a fork, a spoon, and a knife all in one. The handle of it is very dangerous because it's a fucking knife.
All right. So we are sailing towards this island.
Yes. In a very, very small boat.
Who's with us? Just us?
Just you. So it is the four of you.
I'm gonna get to chopping.
Okay, well then I shout, I guess, up to Dredd. Is there any lore that you know about the sword? Where to find it? Who has it?
It's on the island.
Holds? You've been less than helpful.
And we have a week.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Did you guys want to ask for more?
He hands you a very rough drawn map of the island.
There it is.
After looking it over, it looks like it will be a very winding path to a campsite marked with a skull and an X. And it looks like it'll be, if the map is accurate, about a 4-day trip.
Okay.
This looks like if Finley were to draw this with a crayon while drunk. It's very, very rough.
Okay, so it looks like a 4-day trip.
It looks like a 4-day trip.
We have to retrieve the sword and then bring it back within a week.
Mm-hmm.
Not just find the damn thing within a week.
You have to be on the ship within a week or Erebus dies.
And now, I'm not the smartest person, but if it's a 4-day trip and we just have a week, how are we supposed to make that happen? How long are your weeks? Tell me, how many days are in a week for you?
7.
7? Okay, yeah, then, you know, me not being smart, I can still figure out that that makes no sense.
Real persuasion, quick. 15. How about 2 weeks?
I'll tell you what. You asked for 2 weeks.
Even 10 days.
Hmm. Don't lower it.
We could do it in 10 days.
Yorma, what's our schedule look like?
Use your best lady voice.
Oh, that's really hard to do.
maybe 10 days would work.
That sounded that's terrible. Yeah. Alright, fine. I'll give you 10 days.
Was he lying?
What?
Why would you roll? Was he lying?
No.
Okay, insight, then, I guess.
He was not lying.
Okay.
That's high enough, but no, he was not lying.
Well, it would be +7, so it'd be 20.
Okay, he wasn't lying.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was literally just rolling my dice. Okay. Sorry. All
right.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's take a break here.
Pause.
I was going to say, people are already getting snacks.
Yeah.
This is essentially what your shitty map looks like. Although this is drawn better than what I imagined him drawing it for. So he has posted out essentially, so first, second, and third are your campsites. So basically what he thinks you could hike in a day.
Okay.
Okay, there's also a cave that's right there. This is another sort of like rock face. And then you don't know what the rest of this is.
Okay.
That was supposed to just be like a skull and crossbones, but I was bored, and so I kept drawing.
So it's a tiny cave.
Let's get all those out of the way.
I'll be able to see that real good.
Yeah.
So the castle was originally just going to be a skull and crossbones?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting into the shit. You know that? You know that sound? The cracking beer? It's about to fucking go down.
Okay, so we land and we're on our way to point A, number one.
Campsite one.
Okay, so I assume Dredd is telling us this stuff, right?
Like, no, he just gave you the map and said, go find my sword.
Got it, okay.
So also, he did not give you any information on what this sword looks like, what it does, nothing.
Okay, got it. I pathicate Smartledor and tell him where we are.
You have no idea where you are.
Doesn't matter.
You
told us
him.
That we were Dire on Dire Island.
He named it that.
Oh, he named it that.
You can still tell the
You can tell him that you're on an icy island somewhere, roughly a week's journey by boat away from Hogwarts. Although you also don't know how long you are out for.
And you can tell him the whole situation and everything.
Okay. I relay that information to him.
Where's Erebus?
Well, Erebus is on the ship still, barely being kept alive, and we're supposed to retrieve a sword.
What kind of sword?
We don't know.
Okay. I've been scrying for quite a while. I can't see Erebus.
Can you see us?
Barely.
Where are we?
I have no idea. It is very cloudy, very foggy. So scrying essentially is like looking through a crystal ball. So he can see that you guys are there, like, somewhere and alive, but he has no idea where you are.
Have you ever heard anything about a magical sword on an ice island?
No. Not that I'm aware of. Smartle the route.
Feels right. Good to do it, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay, I suppose let's just start walking, right,
yep.
guys? All right, let's go.
Okay, so on your route through the freezing mountains.
Yeah,
we all move, but very closely together.
Yeah, I would assume so.
River just wants to turn to a polar bear, and then she'll just drop behind you guys.
Okay. Are there any...
No.
So what do you have to do to...
Use its skin as a cover.
What do you have to do to be able to turn into anything? Do you have to roll for it, or...
No, it's a
no.
bonus action.
Okay.
I just do.
Is there any wildlife?
Not that you can see so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it is. It is a very... you're like... Basically like hip deep in snow.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I cast shield on myself for a plus 5 bonus to AC.
River casts produce flame and just walks around with a little flame in her hand to keep her warm.
Okay.
Good job, magic people.
Okay,
that's a cantrip, right?
And yeah, I cast flame and hold it next to
yeah.
Lazarus and I.
Nice.
Just,
I put my arm around
huddle
him.
Around. I guess I'll head over to Topher so he doesn't get cold.
Okay. So as you guys hike, it starts to get dark, and you guys find a little bit of like a curve in the cliffside where the wind isn't so strong. So if you guys want, you guys can set up camp there for the night. That's what that first camp is, basically.
Okay.
Do we want to set up?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking that's kind of where we're. Might as well just do it.
Well, you guys can do whatever you want.
Well,
so,
what time of
I'm
day
sure
is
there
it?
Would be,
we should probably...
I'm sure that there would be some sort of penalty if we decided to just trudge on.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Okay, what time of day do we leave and what time of day are we getting there?
Fairly...
So, group consensus. Do we want to keep marching through the dark? Or do
yeah,
we
so essentially
want
to
camp out?
It's dark at this point. Or getting to be dark.
Okay.
We don't know where we are. We're on a cliffside. I think we should camp where we
yeah, let's camp.
Camp.
Okay, camp.
Topher, you want to set an alarm?
Sure, and build an ice cave to sleep in.
Like
a little igloo?
Igloo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So at this point, I assume that you guys have, like, with your guys' Outlander skills, you guys have found, like, some frozen snowberries and enough wood and stuff to build a decent-sized campfire.
I think that is a fair assumption.
So that you guys don't... You guys aren't taking any penalty
yeah.
from the cold at this point because of your guys' skill and able to be able to do that sort of stuff. And water's pretty easy to come by because you just, you know...
Because it's ice.
Yeah.
My cast produce flame on the
campfire.
I was
saying, we can just melt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys have a decent-sized campfire going. You said you set traps?
No, just an
just
alarm.
An alarm.
An alarm? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the radius on the alarm?
I think it's 30 feet.
Here's
yeah.
a clue that something's coming.
Give me two.
It's 30 or 50 feet, I want to say.
I'm pretty sure it's 30 feet.
Yeah.
I don't think I
okay.
it.
Okay.
But we're going to be within that alarm.
Okay.
So we spent time building an igloo that we can all fit in.
Yeah. It would be warmer that way.
Be warmer.
It's just square feet, like 30 feet square. It'll definitely cover probably the entire, like...
It's going to cover
all
us.
Cove that we're
yeah.
in and a little bit more.
And we're backed up to a bank, right?
Yeah, you're backed up to essentially like a small little cliffside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we... Perception check?
Lazarus is
16.
Looking.
Can I see
oh,
anything
God.
Out in the weather?
No, it's pretty blizzardy. There's not a whole lot you guys can see other than you guys are basically in like this little like pocket where the
sure.
wind isn't hitting you. So you guys have built a little igloo and a campfire that's melting the igloo.
Okay,
no
you guys are both
that.
Wood elves, right? So you guys can sleep in shifts.
So about midway through the night, your alarm goes off.
Who's up?
Me.
Like he would immediately be up.
I would say if the alarm went off.
In my head, because
you
so never you
can
know what's
wake,
gonna...
You can wake us up and we can all do
yeah,
exactly.
So you guys are all in very, very close proximity.
Close quarters, so.
So you guys all wake up and you look outside.
16.
15.
So there are 3 wolves.
Fuck yes.
River?
River, it's your turn with the baby.
What?
Would you like to talk to the animals?
Well, I feel like Lazarus really wants to kill them.
He wants to kill everything. But if you want to do your thing, that's fine. He knows how you feel about animals.
Okay. Alright, so I'm going to cast Speak with Animals and just ask them, like, so I can find out anything that preceded in the last day.
So can you actually, like, have a conversation with them?
Yeah.
Okay. The one in front tells you to fuck off.
Also, animals like me, just so you know.
These aren't wild.
Oh, okay. Where, ask them where they're from. I would say, where are they from?
He tells you to fuck off again and roll initiative.
I'm not talking to him.
Alright, starting to get into some action. So, pretty crazy stakes going on here, and they just get higher and higher as we go on. So, you can follow us on Facebook, you can follow us at Twitter, at Perception Pod. Feel free to check us out on iTunes, leave a review, and rate us. That would be awesome. I would love to get some of that information. And if you follow us on Facebook, feel free to ask questions, talk about story, because I can't really do that with the people that are in the podcast, but I would love to do it with you guys. I'd love to go into more details if you had any questions, because I'm in this thing deep and there's a lot that's going to happen that gets real crazy really fast, and I'm excited for anyone to hear it. So tell your friends, get them on the train now before things go completely off the rails. All right, thank you for listening.